Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
Not long now. We are just 8 days away from the election. Early voting is underway in all 50 states and the District of Columbia, and the candidates are running hard. 1010 Winds' Glenn Schuck is at the election desk.
And Kathleen, campaigning continues with this news that five advisors to Mike Pence, including the vice president chief of staff, testing positive for the virus. Pence and his wife both negative, according to the campaign, as they tested again yesterday. Pence was maskless as he got off a plane in Florida for a rally. Now, the campaign says they're following all CDC guidelines, and in fact, Pence will gather with voters at a rally in Minnesota today. Now, as for President Trump, campaigning in Maine and New Hampshire yesterday, then returned to the White House for an event with a bit of a Halloween twist.
President Trump at the White House last night, handing out candy to children of healthcare workers and military families. Overnight, the Trump team seizing on the Halloween spirit, releasing this new ad mocking Joe Biden as a zombie.
Exhibits aggressive behavior, craves human flesh, and utters incoherent moans and groans.
I don't know.
With your help, we can prevent the zombie uprising.
Despite all the ads and the two debates, a new ABC News Ipsos poll shows the favorability of both candidates remains relatively unchanged since the summer.
And that's correspondent Andrew Dimbert there. Now, Joe Biden was off the campaign trail again today, according to a schedule, at least for now. Kamala Harris will appear in ABC's The View. Yesterday, Harris spoke at a drive-through service at a church in Michigan.
Love and kindness, honesty and truth, not only as individuals, but as a community and as a country.
Now today, the president has three campaign stops and a must-win state that he won by the slimmest of margins in 2016. That would be Pennsylvania. The highly talked about 60 Minutes interview, where the president walked out on Leslie Stahl, aired last night on CBS. Now, before it even began,
are you ready for some tough questions?
You're going to be fair.
I'm going to be fair.
Just be fair.
But you're okay with some tough questions?
No, I'm not.
You're not okay with tough questions?
I want them to be fair. You don't ask Biden tough questions.
And we all know how that ended again. Donald Trump walking out of that interview. Now, nearly 60 million Americans have already early voted so far. That's already more than the complete election cycle of 2016. Still with these 8 days to go and millions more expected to line up all around the country today to vote. I'm Glenn Schuck here at the 1010 Winds Election Desk.
And while we're talking about early voting, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez did early voting yesterday here in the city.
AOC stood online with her French bulldog Deco, saying hello to well-wishers. She's happy so many people turned out, but concerned that voting is this hard.
Just because it's happening in a blue state doesn't mean that it's not voter suppression. You know, if we are waiting 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, if this was happening in a swing state, there would be national coverage.
The Congresswoman is voting in a storefront in the Parkchester section of the Bronx. Some say it took 3 hours to make it to the front of the line.
Yeah, it is a few hours, but it's worth it. My voice matters, you know? It's definitely worth more than 3 hours of my time, so that's why I did it.
Voters could skip the wait by dropping off a mail-in ballot, but AOC prefers a machine, so her vote will be counted on election night. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in Parkchester, the Bronx.
Well, as you've been hearing in 1010 Winds traffic, it is a less-than-fun morning on the LIRR, thanks to construction work. Let's get the latest now with 1010 Winds' Samantha Liebman in this live report from Penn Station. Yes, and Kathleen, the MTA says expect delays of 10 to 15 minutes this morning as 10 westbound trains are canceled, 4 going to Atlantic Terminal, 6 ending in Jamaica. LIRR President Philip Eng says all due to construction.
Amtrak is continuing their state of good repair renewal work in Penn Station, and they informed us that they're running late on a switch replacement just east of Penn Station. And unfortunately, that impacts our access to some of our tracks that we rely on during rush hour.
But it seems it won't affect as many people as during normal times. Ridership at 28% of pre-pandemic levels, according to Eng, but they're optimistic it will go up.
The projections show us returning back to near 100% by the end of 2022 and at 100% by early 2023.
Now, for those 28% riding now, Eng says best to check the MyMTA and Long Island Railroad train time apps to keep up with this morning's delays. Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds, live at Penn Station.
An NYPD officer has been suspended for this.
Trump 2020. Keep, put it on YouTube. Put it on Facebook. Trump 2020.
Commissioner Dermot Shea says they disciplined that officer immediately after the Saturday night incident, which is still under investigation. Social media video captured the officer making the political statement from a marked department SUV with lights flashing Saturday night in Flatbush, Brooklyn. This woman told Channel 7.
I didn't even believe that. I was like, surely they wouldn't do that because it's just so obviously, like, wrong. You're not supposed to present your political views, especially when you're on the job.
Commissioner Shea says law enforcement must remain apolitical. Mayor de Blasio says an officer pushing any political agenda on duty will face consequences. The Sergeant's Benevolent Association says the department has a history of officers making political and outside-the-norm statements and ignoring it. They call the suspension unnecessary and way over the top. Back to court today in the city, but trials will have a whole new look thanks to the pandemic. Jury trials are resuming after a seven-month shutdown. It's under a pilot program in Brooklyn, Manhattan, and Staten Island. The courts get back to work there today. Bronx and Queens start next week. Daily News says courtrooms now have plexiglass barriers in front of the judge, defense lawyers, and prosecutors. Everybody in the room has to maintain 6 feet of social distance, including defendants and their lawyers. So how will they have private conversations? Well, the accused and attorneys will be wearing Bluetooth headsets. Jurors will be spaced through the courtroom and some in the audience, too. Anybody who wants to watch the trial will be able to see a live stream in an entirely different room. Looking for an escape from the 2020 stress? Well, how about hanging out with some horses in Bergen County? Bergen County Horse Rescue, a nonprofit sanctuary for abandoned animals, opened its 17 acres to the public this weekend. Communications Director Ann Beretta.
We are giving farm tours during the week between 11 and 2 and on weekends. All you need to do is go to our website, bergencountyhorserescue.org. We ask for a minimum donation of $40, and it's an hour tour. COVID friendly, we'll take your temperature, we mask up, but we've got 17 acres on which you can social distance. We will also have upcoming events. Our open house is going to be December 5th. Take your pictures with our horses.
The event, the group is a nonprofit sanctuary for abandoned animals and has 17 acres open to the public at those hours. They're on Route 202 in Mahwah.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.